Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Bisexual Biologist. My name is Riley, your host for the show, and this is a podcast where we talk queerness, nature, and everything in between. On today's episode, we're taking a look at one of the most hedonistic species on the planet whose sex lives are renowned globally. That's right, the spotlight is on bonobo chimpanzees today. Whether it be females scissoring every 2 hours, making out with tongue action included, or orgies taking place when new foraging grounds have been discovered, these sex-fluid apes have seen it all. They are loud and proud homos. So let's get into today's episode. Okay, hello everybody, welcome back. Today's episode's a fun one, I believe. We're going to be exploring bonobo chimpanzees, who are extremely hypersexual and sex-fluid apes in the animal kingdom. So let's get into it, shall we? So a little bit of background information is what we're going to start off with for bonobo chimpanzees, just so you have some understanding of what they are and who they are if you've never heard of these gorgeous apes before. So bonobo chimpanzees are primates and are members of the great ape family. They make up one half of the genus Pan, being Pan paniscus is their scientific name. The other being the common chimpanzee known as Pan troglodytes or troglodytes. Not quite sure on the pronunciation of that one. So how do they differ from the common chimpanzee, you may be asking? Well, they have relatively longer limbs, pinker lips, they have a darker face, and a tail with a tuft on it throughout their adulthood lives. They have longer parted hair on their heads, and they are found only within a 500,000 square kilometer region of the Congo Basin in the Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa. They inhabit an area of primary and secondary forests, as well as seasonally inundated swamp forests. They are currently listed as endangered by the IUCN, which is the International Union for Conservation of Nature, and are in population decline. Like most species on this planet, I think it's around 70% of them are currently facing population decline. So go off, humans. Love what you're doing to the world. The reasons for this, of course, here they are. Habitat destruction, commercial poaching, and human population growth. Common denominators when it comes to animal declines. Those are the factors. Like all mammals, especially the great apes, bonobos are capable of altruism, compassion, empathy, kindness, patience, and sensitivity. This is directly from a primatologist known as Franz de Waal, who quoted that, quote unquote. They are also very social and are unusual among apes for their matriarchal social structure, with a coalition of high-ranking, sexy hot females and some males headed by an old and experienced matriarch who acts as the decision maker and leader of the group. Due to their nomadic nature and food distribution in their environment, males do not gain any obvious advantages by forming alliances with other males by defending a home or home range area. The females also possess sharper canines than their male counterparts, further signaling their status in the group. So the girlies have got sharper teeth and they can bite those dumb men back into their senses if they get out of control. You know, they snap them. Unlike the common chimpanzee, aggressive encounters are rare between males and females, and males are tolerant of infants and juveniles. A male derives his status from that of his mother. The bond between the two of them stays very strong and is lifelong. That might be problematic because then you get mummy boy tendencies, and we don't like that. No one likes a mummy's boy, but the bonobo chimpanzees apparently are all mummy's boys. little shits. So now that we have a baseline understanding of bonobos, let's dive into their fascinating socio-sexual behaviors, because this is where all the fun stuff is. This is where they're a very interesting species and why I want to do a feature episode on the podcast about them. So they have one of the most renowned sex lives in the animal kingdom. They are also the only non-human animal to have been observed engaging in tongue kissing. So when they kiss on the lips, they slip in a tongue and play tonsil hockey, you know? So good on them. They're learning. Sexual activity plays a large role in bonobo society. It is there as a form of pleasure and play, and also there to form social bonds and also conflict resolution. So they use sexual intercourse, sexual behaviors to stop tensions getting too high and to also make everyone feel good. Like, sex is great, so why not do it more often and with everyone around you? Like, why have barriers like human society has created? Just, you know, like, get freaky and fuck whoever you want. Have some fun with it. So they are open and and fluid individuals who do not subscribe to permanent monogamous relationships. Sounds like majority of gay men in the world. Nor do they discriminate sexual behavior by sex or age. The only exception in this is that the mother-son relationship. So mummy and son will not have sexual relations, thank God. Unsure of the male to daughter scenarios. We hope that doesn't happen, but I didn't come across anything about it. So I'm just going to pretend it doesn't happen, you know? Okay, cool. Perfect. So one of the best things that I found out about them is what they do. So, oh my God, it's great. Merely coming across a new food source or a feeding ground in their environment will result in communal sexual activity. So AKA an orgy will take place. And this is most likely to decrease tension and encourage peaceful feeding within the group. So you can just imagine like these bonobos have been like walking around for hours and they're just a bit tired, a bit bothered, a bit hangry, you know, they really just want to chill out and eat some food, but they haven't found anything yet. Tensions were a bit high. Some people are getting pissed off at other people. And then suddenly they enter a clearing and there's this like beautiful, luscious feeding ground with lots of fruit trees and shit like that. There's like a river in the background bubbling about. It's just idyllic. And everyone's kind of really hungry and they're getting a bit antsy and they just race to the trees. And the matriarch's like, fuck, like people are, tensions are high. Like this needs to stop. So she stands up. She walks to a podium, I should say, on top of a rock. And then she commands their attention. They all look up at her, hungry as fuck, like wanting to eat the food, but they can't yet because she hasn't given the green light. And then she raises her hands and does a little like clap like that, and it's on. They all have been given the green light not to eat. They've been given the green light to start making out and getting down and dirty with each other, and this huge orgy just starts taking place of all these bonobo chimps, and they're just having the time of their life. It's like you're in ancient Rome or something, the festival of Dionysus. Like there's just wine flowing everywhere, the people having sex on the streets, like it's bonobo heaven. And then once they're all done, they're smoking cigarettes, they're standing around looking at each other being like, that was really great, did you have a good time? I had a great time. And then they go and eat their food and go about their lives with no conflict or no problems ever. I think we should take a page out of their books in terms of how humans should go about their life, because I think human society would be a much better place if we adhered by these rules. Anyway, bit of a sidetrack. So let's get into some more behaviors that make them renowned homosexuals and hedonists, I should say. So other documented behaviors include mutual genital rubbing. This is more often seen in females for social bonding. So we would call this scissoring. So lesbian bonobos getting their scissoring on every 2 hours, apparently. So this allows them to dominate the males in the hierarchy because the females have such social bonds with each other. They're like, fuck that little guy off. We're going to do it how we want to do it. The clitoris of the female bonobo is also more externalized and larger compared to other mammals in the world. So the female to female behavior of bonobos pressing their vulvas together is often referred to as genito to genital rubbing or GG rubbing. And I call it scissoring. So females will rub their clitorises together rapidly for 10 to 20 seconds, which is accompanied by grinding, shrieking, and clitoral engorgement. That's a fun phrase. Clitoral engorgement. That means it swells and gets bigger with blood because it wants more blood to go there because it's getting stimulated and they want to have that orgasm experience. This practice is engaged in every 2 hours or so on average. So that comes from etiologist Jonathan Balcombe right there. So it's documented that around every 2 hours, the females, you know, just be like, do you want to like GG rub? And then they'll do it and have the best time of their life. And then they'll walk away as like sisters. Sisters. Not like sisters, like sisters. Evolutionary biologist Marlene Zuck suggests that the position of the clitoris in bonobos and other primates, such as humans, orangutans, gorillas, monkeys, has evolved to maximize stimulation during sexual intercourse. Well, that definitely checks out. Males. Males also engage in various forms of male-to-male genital behavior. The most common being alike with a standard heterosexual mounting, aka missionary. So someone's on their back, legs up, someone's on top, bang, bang. So in this position, So what will happen here is one male will be thrusting on the other and rubbing penises together. Rump rubbing occurs to express reconciliation between two males after a conflict, standing back to back and rubbing their scrotal sacs together. Alongside this, there is tongue kissing, oral sex, and genital massaging, which have all been recorded among male bonobos. So another thing that they do, if there's conflict between the males, they'll be like, you know what? Let's not fight. Let's have sex. So imagine if like straight men in society had this level of like freedom. If they wanted to fight each other, they'd just stop and just rub their rumps together and get freaky and be done with it. There'd be no fighting, there'd be no wars, there'd be literal world peace. But unfortunately, we don't have that yet. The gay agenda is being pushed. Another page we should take out of their book: men, fix your fucking problems. Suck a dick. Easy fix. So bonobos engage in sexual activity numerous times a day. So this is a great little example of a species that exhibits loud and proud homosexuality. It brings back to the main premise of this show, which I have created, and the dialogue I want to have around it. It is that nature is inherently gay. So why did we, Homo sapiens, become the only damn species with prejudice and a vendetta against it? It's so unnatural and so stupid to me. And that's why I'm doing this podcast and why I'm talking about these silly little episodes, because I want to normalize it. Because the more that people understand that if you look at nature, it is so queer and not heteronormative. So that's why I'm out here having a yap about it. There are many reasons. The reason why humans are prejudiced and have a vendetta against homosexuality is mainly because of religion, customs. But hey, I won't go down that path today. But I will say this: if God, or a version of God, depending what you believe in, created all living things in their eyes, their image, then a group of apes orchestrating an orgy when they find food is pretty hedonistic, example of divine power. So riddle me that, religion. So thank you for listening in to today's episode. It was a short one, but a fun one. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back with some more episodes shortly. I promise you that. You can find The Bisexual Biologist on TikTok and as well on Instagram. If you want to look at some funny reels or outtakes of recordings of the podcast that I film myself, you can finally see my face if you've never seen it before. And as always, remember this: nature is gay, so don't hide your DNA. See you next time.